Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time to hear from our 2008 winner, Brian Kirksey, 2008 Swisher Sweet Sunbelt Expo Southeastern Farmer of the Year. Brian?
Thank you so much. I can't tell you how surprised, how honored I am for Arkansas, for my little community, Alpine, my Clark County. Mr. Bill Cameron told me last night, he said, get your speech ready, son. And I said, well, I'm going to try, sir. And he was real kind to tell me, he said, I didn't prepare one last year. And said, you need to go with it. And I said, well, I'll try my best. First off, I want to thank the Lord, because if it wasn't for him, this country boy from Alpine, Arkansas couldn't be standing in front of you today. And I want to thank Swisher Sweets, J. Thomas Ryan. Thank you so much. Swisher Sweets has been with us, and they have created such a great expo here and their sponsorship. And I appreciate it very much. Cliff, Chip, thank you. And you and your staff on Sunbelt Expo, what a great exhibit. We have been honored so greatly. Y'all have treated us with this VIP status. It's been so great. My family appreciates it so much. I also would like to thank the judges. Mr. James Lee Adams, Dr. Butler, Dr. Deal. They made us feel like we had a great farm. We have a small farm. I call it a survival farm. We wanted to stay on the farm so bad that we had to come up with ingenuity to be able to stay there. And it has worked. Southwest Arkansas is not really known for any type of big crops, except we do have a few row crops. Most of them are planted straight lines, pine trees. And that is about what we do there. But we figured out a way to stay there with our horticulture business. So we appreciate the judges are so phenomenal. Thank you so much. Okay, I'd like to thank Farm Progress, Massey Ferguson Tractors, Misty Moore Safe, Southern States Co-op. Thank you for your sponsorship for this great expo. Without y'all, I'm sure it could not survive, and we appreciate it very much. I want to thank my family. When we were being judged the first time, one of the reporters asked me, he said, son, what's the key to your business? And I'm not a really good speaker. I fumbled around. I said, well, a good sharp pocket knife. And he said, well, and I said, no, sir, it's my wife. I made my best farming decision in 1983, and that's choosing the spouse that I did. Because anybody here that's farming operation knows that the women have a big part of it. My heart goes out to Miss Lyons, who has stayed tough. She knows better than any person in here how hard and how big of importance the women are to these farming operations. And my wife and my kids for putting up with me. I want to recognize some other people because they are who I am. My mom and dad. Bill and Francie Kirksey. They helped me start this business that we have underneath the carport of our old farmhouse. That's where we started our business from, because we knew I'd lost my job. I didn't have a choice. I had to find a direction for me to be able to succeed in farming. My mother-in-law and my father-in-law, they've been with me, honored for their presence here today. I know when their daughter married a country boy from Alpine, Arkansas, they probably cringe. But they have been nothing but wonderful to me. And they've treated me like a son. And I appreciate them very much. Thanks to Andy Guffey and Justin Reynolds and all the Farm Bureau Arkansas Farm Bureau, they've been great through us, for us, all through the judging process and through our capabilities of being the Arkansas Farm Family of the Year. I appreciate this. They brought us down, brought us 800 miles down here. And that's kind of fun when you're traveling with two teenagers, but we had a great time, and I appreciate it very much. I appreciate my nominator, Jerry Clemens. He was the Clark County Extension Service. He's also Arkansas's State Extension Service Agent of the Year. I appreciate Jerry Clemens. And also his traveling companion, Ray Smith. He's a representing Clark County Cattlemen's and also Farm Bureau. From our Center Point schools, we're honored with several members of our Center Point FFA program. Nan and I have been strong supporters of the FFA program. She is being president of our school board, and I is being a part of the directorship of the Olds Foundation Farm. We actually have FFA program that has its own meats lab, that markets its own meat, does custom slaughtering. Also, we have added a 80-acre farm to this project. And I would like to introduce the spearhead of our agri department, Mr. Troy Buck. Mr. Troy Buck has had the ingenuity to keep our FFA program running in a very prosperous direction. He's also was inducted into the Arkansas Hall of Fame for Farmers recently. So he's been a big mentor for me. He's been my Sunday school teacher for several years, and we've discussed a lot of farm issues in our Sunday school class, thank the Lord. And I've got some Mr. Jerry Finley, who's our newest instructor for our program. We're very proud to have him on board. And our FFA membership in Clark and Pike County is the largest membership in the state of Arkansas. And we're very proud of it. And I am very proud these individuals and sponsors and chaperones came down for this 800-mile trip on a bus. Can y'all believe that? But I am so thankful that they're here and very proud of y'all. Thank y'all very much. I want to thank Jerry Budd, the president of our Clark County Farm Bureau, and my special friends and neighbors, Dale and Nika Richardson. They've been through us throughout this whole judging process, have been behind us, and they are neighbors that I just truly love. They will be there for you for anything that you do. I don't know how to say thank you anymore because of what we've had. It's phenomenal experience to be here, be at the expo, and I'm so proud for this experience and for the state of Arkansas. I will do my best to be an ambassador for the agriculture industry and support and be the Southeast Farmer of this year program. Thank you very much.